together. Hallelujah. Father God, we just lift this service up to you, Father. Have your way, God. We just worship you, Father. Have your way. We come to you in the name of Jesus, Father, and just we just celebrate you and what you are doing in this place, Father. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Let's stand up together. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
praise your name, Lord. See, your love is kind.
You never lie.
praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Jehovah, you I trust.
I trust.
We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. the center of it all. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all. It's you, oh God. It's you that I see. There is power in your name.
Stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Anerebosha katete mibakoa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's you that we see. You are bigger than the biggest, stronger than the strongest, greater than the greatest. Your name is Jesus. Father, we are thankful for this wonderful opportunity granted us tonight to just worship you, to just magnify you, to just extol your glorious name. Receive our worship and bring about a transformation in every area of our lives. For your word says, O God, that as we look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, that we have been changed from glory to glory. Glorify your name in us. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to let the worship team just take a short break. I'm going to share a few words with the saints, and we're going to honor God today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A few months ago, I think we were doing Tehillah night. I'm not too sure now what we're doing, but the Lord gave the word, said tonight he wants to receive some praise and worship in this house, and tonight we are going to raise an offering specifically for our worship team to produce a CD of songs that have been raised in this house. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we are going to do that tonight. We're going to give. Praise the Lord. I've always encouraged you to always ask God, what do you want me to give? I asked God, and he told me what he wanted me to give. I said, yikes. Because even when you believe in giving, sometimes God will ask you for something and you say, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not funny, Lord. But God is good. Because God will never ask you for something without having a greater thing in mind for you. That's the one mistake that we make. The Word of God says in Isaiah, the 54th chapter, Isaiah 54 and verse 1, the word of the Lord is, sing, O ye barren. Sing, O barren, that didst not bear. Break forth into singing. Break forth into singing. And cry aloud. Last week we talked about what crying aloud means. It's not about, you know, tears. It's about praise. Amen? Praise God. It's in identifying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and who He is. The Bible tells us about blind Bartimaeus crying out louder. It wasn't tears, it was a crying loudly of his testimony and his proclamation of who Jesus is. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Praise God. Praise God. The word of God says here, O barren, a car is the word, that didst not bear. Barren, you never gave birth. You never produced any fruit. He says, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that didst not travail, you didn't even have the pain of carrying a baby and travailing and losing it. Because when you're barren, you do not have the capacity to produce. It's a difference between being barren and being unfruitful. When you're unfruitful, you can carry the seed. You can have the capacity and the potential to produce a child. But you keep on miscarrying. That's unfruitfulness. You give birth to a child and stillbirth. That's unfruitfulness. Being barren is different. Being barren means that you don't have the capacity at all. You're not able to. And barrenness could have been caused by all kinds of things. It could be genetic. It could be because at one point in your life, an iniquity came upon your life and brought about that particular situation. Then it says something interesting. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Now, in the natural, the barrenness is what is at view. That's what everybody sees. But God sees something else. He says he sees children for this barren person, and it's more than the children of the married wife. Well, where God comes from messes us up. God, what I see is barrenness. God says, I see children. How am I going to get these children? Sing! Sing it out! Change your story by singing, worshiping, praising, exalting the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. In Psalm 33 and verse 3, and I'll come back to Isaiah 54 in a moment. In Psalm 33 and verse 3, the word of God says, sing unto him a new song. Sing unto him a new song. You've been singing the wrong song. Sing a new song. You've been singing in my ears about your trouble and your weakness and your inabilities and all that. Sing a new song. Praise the Lord. Sing a different song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. In Psalm 96 and verse 1, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord with all the earth. In Psalm 98 and verse 1, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he had done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm had gotten him the victory. Praise God. Look at that verse. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he had done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm had gotten him the victory. And because his right hand and his holy arm had gotten him the victory, sing. Amen. To whom shall the arm of the Lord be revealed? To the one who believes the report. The passage continues and talks about the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon him, and by the stripes that he bore, we are healed. He says, who shall believe our report? Isaiah 53. And to whom shall the arm of the Lord be revealed? The one who believes that his God cannot fail. I love the song they sang this evening. God will not fail you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many times has the enemy proclaimed your death and your demise? Proclaimed that you are bankrupt and you will never make it. You look at your bank account and it is empty. And you think, God, how am I going to get out of this mess? And God says, sing a different song. Don't look at your circumstance and think that's the end of the story. Praise the Lord. Oh, I know. Because I've been there too many times. When I thought, oh, I guess this is it. Our goose is cooked. You know, like the woman that met the prophet. I just have a flour and an oil, and me and my son, we're going to eat it. Forget about all the guests that I have in my home and my handmaidens. Just two of us, we're going to eat it, and we're going to die. But God's word was, the flour and the oil shall not fail. Hallelujah. God saw that flour, saw the oil, and says, see, what you think you're going to eat and you're going to die, it's not going to fail. You're going to always have it. God has a different story. Praise the Lord. As I stand before you right now, that's what I stand on. God has a different story. He knows what my future is, and I need not worry about it. Praise God. If you don't make that switch, you will always think your end. But God says, sing a new song. Praise God. Sing a new song. And we're going to continue singing in just a moment. But we're going to sing from the depths of our being because we believe that God is well able to do what he said he will do. Is that what we sang? Do you believe it? Okay. In Isaiah 42 And verse 10, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, sing a new song. Why does the word of God talk about this? The word of God continues, says, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the island. Now, the word of God talks about you that go down to the sea. See, when you're at sea, you don't see land. When you're right there in the sea, you don't see land. You don't see, oh, where am I going to land? But even though you don't see it, because you don't see it, does that mean there's no land? Sometimes strange children come into your life, strange people, and all they do is bring you into this place where you don't see you coming out of a mess. And God says, I'm going to teach your hands and your fingers to war. Is that what it says? Let me look at that psalm. Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to what? Fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and in he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is a man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? And then talks about all this, the issues. But look at the first part, verse 1 again, and hear this. Blessed be the Lord. When you're talking about blessing the Lord, you're talking about praising him. He is my strength, and he teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Do you remember what we talked about from Psalm 34 the other day? That when the word of God talks about teaching, he says, I will teach you the fear of God. And we talked about the fear of God as it is connected to praise and worship. The reverence of God is connected to your praise and your worship of God. When God was going to take out the three nations with Jehoshaphat, what did Jehoshaphat do? He sent out the praise team. Hallelujah. And they began to sing about the mercies of God that endure forever. Listen, child of God. It says about the barren one, you're going to break forth. Amen? Do you know what today is? It's April the 5th. But realistically, today is Passover. Realistically, today is the day that the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Not Friday. And the reason we called this meeting, that we're going to start on the 7th to the 9th, Breakthrough, was the Lord told me, he said, I want you to call these meetings Breakthrough. I said, Breakthrough, we're always having Breakthrough, Breakthrough, this Breakthrough. He said, son, you don't understand. It was my breakthrough. I said, what? What do you mean your breakthrough? He said, that was my breakthrough. He said, it was just me. Woo! Just me. And then I broke forth and look at all the children of God. I want you to understand that God is giving to you breakthroughs. Amen? Today we're going to sow unto the Lord. And we're sowing so that praise can go forth in all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is a strategic God. Everything, when God speaks to me about doing something, I know he has something on his mind. He's basically building something. He's working on something. He's leading in a particular direction for a particular purpose. It may not make any sense to me, but it makes all the kind of sense to God. And so when God says, this is what I want from you, now I can see why. Because God is declaring jubilees for every one of us. If you will connect with God tonight, you are connecting with your breakthrough. Sing a new song. Back to Isaiah 54. I'm getting away from Psalm 144 because if I go further than that, I'm going to keep you longer than I should. So go home, read Psalm 144. For more are the children of the desolate. Did you hear that? More are the children of the what? Desolate. What does that mean? Desolate. When we talk about something being desolate, what are we talking about? Something that is desolate is something that has been devastated beat down. Rendered useless. There's no chance of hope. Have you been there? Now God says, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. And so what does he say? He says, to the barren woman, he says, enlarge the place of thy tent. Because you're not going to be desolate anymore. Hallelujah. Enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch for the curtains of thine habitations. Let them. Let them. What does that mean? God says, God's saying, I'm going to send you helpers. Once upon a time they said you were barren, but I'm going to send you people that are going to help you keep on enlarging. It doesn't make sense when God, when the doctor says you are barren, your experience is that you've been barren for all these years, you have no chance, you are not even menstruating, nothing, no sign. And God says, buy a crib. A crib for what? Put the crib right there. buy baby clothes. I'm supposed to give it to somebody, Lord? No, no, it's you. It's for you. You're going to have more children. But stop kidding with me, God. Come on. I've had prophetic words for years and years and years, and nothing has come to pass. Don't fool with me. I'm tired of hearing the prophetic word. Anybody here just been there? Yeah. Okay. I'm just being polite. But I'm not expecting anything to come out of this stuff. And God says, no, I'm going to send you people that are going to help you. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes, pound it deeper. Why, Lord? For thou shalt break forth. Hallelujah. You're going to break forth on the right hand and on the left. How? I don't even have a husband anymore. And everybody knows that I was barren. I was married for years. I never produced. My husband died. Now you're telling me I'm going to have children? When I had the husband, I did not have any children. That's when I could have had children. I did not. Now you're telling me I'm going to have children now? At my age? What strength am I going to have to take care of them? He says, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Oh God, you're making this worse. And make the desolate cities to be inhabited. God, what are you talking about? Me and nobody, I'm going to have children and I'm going to inhabit desolate places and turn broken down places into better places? What are you talking about? God says, I'm not just even going to mind you. Because I've already decided I'm going to bless you. I understand why you don't believe. I understand all of that. But I tell you what, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. And part of the sign that God is going to do what he's going to do is that God brings people into your life. Praise God. Fear not. For thou shalt not be what? Ashamed. You're not going to be ashamed because you're building. Well, all this building, all this decoration, all this renovation, and all this stuff that we are doing, what is it for? Come on. And God says, I tell you what, you're not going to be ashamed. Neither are you going to be confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Widow, you cannot be a widow if you did not have a husband. Say, I lost my chance. I'm old now. And God says, age. That's just a number. I'm going to fix that. Did you hear about a woman called Sarah? Did you hear about one called Elizabeth? Did you hear about Manoah's wife? When I finish with you, you will not remember your past anymore because you're going to be so overwhelmed by the beauty of what is happening now. And you singing new songs that you're not going to remember with the old song anymore. Hallelujah. For why? Thy maker is thine husband. I'm going to marry you. And I don't shoot blanks. Praise God. Glory be to God. The Lord of hosts is his what? Name. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Are you ready? For the Lord hath called thee as a woman, forsaken, grieved in spirit, and wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment, everybody read this for me, with me. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. Hallelujah. 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 For a what? Small moment. When God talks small moment, for us it's so long. But for God, it's a small moment. A day is, you know, compared to 1,000 years. So, in actuality, the Lord Jesus Christ has just been gone for 2 days. Praise the Lord. It's like, oh, okay, everything's set now, everything's set. Okay, let me go back. By the time it turns back and comes back, we're still waiting. But when it comes back, it'll be a totally different story. I want you to be encouraged in your spirit today. I encourage myself in the Lord. I want you to encourage yourself in the Lord. Because the God that you serve says, it looks like I forsook you for a moment, but watch this, for a small moment have I forsaken what? Thee. Thee is like one person. Yeah? But with great mercies will I gather thee. Gather you? That's multiplication. Praise God. For a barren woman, and I wrap up with this, in a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting what? Kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. I will have what? Mercy. With everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee. I'm comforted by those words. A God with everlasting kindness. Kindness that bridges and overwhelms my weakness, my failures, my inabilities. God who has decided that I am not going to be barren, decided that I am going to be fruitful, decided that my story must change, decided to extend mercy. Hallelujah. Someone say mercy. It's not because of my amazing looks. Mercy. Not because of my amazing words. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy implies that you failed. You don't deserve it. Well, mercy says, I make the decision on whom I'm going to have mercy towards. Are you willing to receive God's mercy? Well, today, we're going to continue praising God. While the worship team comes back, I want you right now, I've already released my seed out of my hand. I want everyone to take something substantial, something that means something to you, something that declares that your story is different. I want you to get yourself ready to release it. You may be listening online right now. I'm including you in this. Please put the information on the screen. Just do that. Bring to the Lord with a new song in your mouth a special offering. And as you release it tonight, release it with thanksgiving, recognizing that your days of being barren or sterile, those days are over. Praise the Lord. I got a call. Actually, while I was here, I was getting text messages from different parts about the miracles God is doing. And what amazes me about it all is, you know, the Lord said it, that a prophet is not well recognized in his hometown. Don't make that mistake. When I say to you something, receive it. Amen? Because God backs it. I got a call the other day, somebody with a hole in their heart. During the meetings that we had, doctors are still searching for the hole. It's gone. Hallelujah. It's gone. Why? They received the word of God. Tumors vanishing. They received the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody here that's ever had kidney stones before? You've had kidney stone pain? You've had kidney stone pain? Okay. Well, women that have had children say that kidney stone pain is worse than giving birth. I've had kidney stone pain before. I didn't know about all these women saying that, but I said, this got to be worse than having a child. And Mama said, what do you know about that? Well, I didn't know much about that, but it's a worse pain when you have kidney stone pains. You know. So when God blasts all the kidney stones out of your system while you're in the crusade and you're in pain and it all just pep, gone, and you get fixed, you know God did something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you've got a broken leg and God heals you just like that because the word of God came forth and you're walking, God. If God does any of that, do you think my financial situation cannot be resolved just like that also? Amen. I'm not talking about living a life of laziness. I'm talking about God intervening and God extending mercy and God helping you, God bringing you through. I remember the days when we had just one cup of rice, and I was sharing this testimony with somebody recently, not too long ago. We were at Dufferin. My dad had just come to visit from Nigeria, brought him from the airport. You guys will go on in just a moment. I brought him up from the airport, and all we had was one cup of rice and a can of creamy corn. And till this day, I have eaten in some of the most amazing restaurants. I remember one time I was in a restaurant with some folks, and the food kept on coming. And I was wondering, what is this all about? Food kept on coming. They must have spent, well, if I say $15,000, I will not be exaggerating. I will not be exaggerating. 15,000, I'm being very conservative. Food was coming like this. I've eaten in some of the plushest restaurants, chefs. No food has tasted as good as that rice and creamy corn, because God blessed it. I am not exaggerating. No food has tasted as good as that till this day. I still remember it. And from one cup, we all got fed. It looked like this was the end. There's no money. God stepping in. We had a 4-bedroom house right here. Our rent was reduced to $19 something. Rent. Somebody listening to me? Yes. I'm talking about a God who does what he does. He's a good God. He did not leave us there. He took us past that place. Do you understand? But you've got to engage God so God can take you step by step by step by step, and your story will keep on changing. It is not the end of your story. What man says is what man says, but God is still on the throne. Amen? And part of how you prove it is in your giving. Give like somebody who has, and you will never lack any good thing. Amen? Hallelujah. I didn't say all of a sudden your bank account is going to be full. No. All I'm saying is this, that you will never lack. That's why we're able to drive a car on empty for 5 straight days from Otterburn, Manitoba, to East Kildonan, going back and forth on empty, a big bazooka. On empty. Yeah, it was a Chrysler, Newport Chrysler.
That's big.
Yeah. On empty for a whole week, an hour back in the winter. Did you hear what I said? In the winter. I didn't have the cash in my pocket, but I had a God who was more than enough. When you trust him, he can take you shopping. Now, I've been there too. Some of you have heard me tell the story of the white suit. Bought a whole white suit. Let me not go into that story. But the fact is, what I have to say to you is this. Don't limit God. Amen? Don't ever limit God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He is the unchanging changer, and he's your God. Trust him. Hallelujah. Trust him. When you step out and you see all that snow there, trust him. Hallelujah. He's still God. One dump, and we couldn't drive anymore. Just one dump. If God pours out his blessing on you, you can't handle it. And that's what he's promising us. Amen? He says, just enlarge, make room, because it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Hallelujah.
Jesus, there's no one like you. Oh. heal the sick. You've given us blessings. I will say, awesome is your name. Thank you, Lord. You're the mighty things, oh God. Glorious things. Oh, you're faithful, God. You're the mighty things. You're the glorious things. You're the faithful, God. Awesome is your name.
above, praising you angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise him. Yes, Lord. Praising the sun, moon, and bright shining stars.
Praise him, you angels and heavenly hosts.
you, Lord. Hallelujah, D for this next one.
It is raining all around me. I can feel it. God's light of rain. All right on Jesus. Give us more rain.
Until we are wet.
We're going to lay hands on all of you, to commission you to do what God has called you to do. That an anointing that breaks through every limitation be released
Amen.
On you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So, Mama is going to be praying. I'm going to be anointing you with oil.
You can start coming.
Just come, take your places.
Just the band, please. Thank you. And the rest of you, you can rise and stretch your hands. Just the band we're praying for, so please don't come except you are told to come. Hallelujah.
The next 3 days will be for your anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. The Lord gave instruction that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Just make a little room for when Apostle comes down, so he has room.
Why don't you move back so you form one line?
Yeah. One long line.
One long line.
You don't have to go that far. Yeah. All right, I'm going to start praying. So thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Stretch your hands. Father, we thank you for a wonderful evening that we were able to gather to bless your holy name. Yes. We thank you, God, for our praises have risen before you. Let it not be in waste, but let it be acceptable before you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for every living soul. We thank you for Glory and Peace Band team, this worship team that has led us tonight. Father, touch every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus. It takes a lot of sacrifice, practice, and living. Everyone here has a job. Everyone is in school. Some are in school. Some are parents with little children. But they have chosen to serve in the house of the Lord. Father, touch every one of them. Bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Anoint them, O God. Come and do what only you can do in their lives. Give them utterance and voice. When they sing, healing will take place. Deliverance will take place. Restoration will take place. Wholeness will take place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Even themselves, they will surrender themselves to holiness. They will live in holiness. Walk in righteousness. Walk with the love of God. Agape love baptized them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Touch them, O God. Give them miracles. That they will focus on you, O God. And not on the things of this world. Father, in the name of Jesus, every spirit that reigned in Satan that caused confusion in heaven will never be in any one of them.
Amen.
They will be children of the Most High God,
Amen.
Worshiping God in spirit and in truth,
Amen.
Loving God all their days, them and their spouses, their children, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
They will walk with you, O God. Angels will minister to them in the mighty name of Jesus. And when they sing and they play the instruments, like demons will leave those that are demonized. In the name of Jesus, when David played the harp, demon left King Saul. And restoration of his mind. Restoration of mind will come back to people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, they will not just be talented musicians. They will be Holy Ghost musicians. People filled with the Spirit of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that you have not ordained, I break it off their lives now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give them a new garment of praise. A garment of worship. A voice of the living God. A voice that breaks through. A voice of breakthrough. Breaking every barriers. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for divine health. Upon every one of them. Every stress in their life, wash off them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength. No corruption in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will serve God with gladness. With joy, you will have your miracles and you will testify of the goodness of God in the land of the living. And more souls will be added to you. You will not be the only one in this band. More will be, I declare multiplication upon this band in the name of Jesus. More choir, more souls in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, not will they only sing in the city. They will travel and so sing in the mighty name of Jesus. They will play in the name of Jesus. We declare it over this ministry and those who serve in this ministry from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree so. Thank you, Lord, for everyone who came tonight. Bless them and their household. Those watching online, bless them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. For you are a wonderful Father, a wonderful God. Nothing is truly impossible with you. We thank you for breakthrough for everyone. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare and decree so.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. I receive my miracle.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's good to see you and experience God with you tonight. That was a powerful prayer. God said to anoint you all tonight, and the anointing destroys yokes and removes burdens. So when you go and you start working in the studio, know that it's not just something that you're doing based on your talents and your abilities, but that there's an anointing that's going to be captured, that's going to be released every time people hear the lyrics, hear the music, hear what God is doing. Lives are going to be transformed and minds renewed in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Everyone that has sown tonight, know this. There's a harvest that's coming to you that is going to amaze you.
Amen.
Amen? Because you have released praise in the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we'll see you on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the rest of you will receive your anointings and all of that during those 3 days of meetings. As the first time we've anointed, I believe, since this ministry started, every service, a special service. But that's what God asks for. And I believe that each service is going to have a particular emphasis that God wants to impact into your life. Amen? So enjoy the goodness of the Lord and continue to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Amen? The victory is ours. Praise God. Yeah, we have Sister Carol. Hallelujah. Sister Patsy joined us. Praise God. Amen. Were you guys dancing or just moving in your chairs?
Just moving in the chairs.
Well, she's saying something like I couldn't hear her. Bless you, bless you.
Bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good night, folks. See you.
Good night. Good night.